Not probably the best way or the way that you'd want to buy out Ulster, boys.
No, that's right, Maureen. But listen, we give it our all. We in the first half actually we had a couple of chances maybe for goals, sort of half chances for goals, and they just didn't come off for us. But the girls at half time, we were maybe 7 or 8 points down at half time. We just said to the girls, go out and battle hard in the second half. And to be fair to them, to a girl, they done us proud. They give it their all on the pitch, and that's all we ever asked for them. Listen, it wasn't our day today. We were up against a very good opponent, Nairy Kilkearn. They're a very sporting team. They're an excellent team, very young team, great at running the ball, sort of like the Donegal style of football. But listen, we have absolutely no complaints. We were beat by the better team today, and listen, the girls are very, very sad about being knocked out. However, we were just trying to pick them up there after the match. As long as they give their best, that's all we ever asked of a team, and we're very proud of them.
Yeah, and probably looking at Eric Kilkearn got off that blistering start with 1-1 within the first 4 minutes, Adrian. But of course, going in at half time, you're only a couple of points down, so you would have thought coming out in the second half, you could put in the performance and maybe take them over the line.
Exactly. You know, probably at the start of the second half, we had a few chances to probably get back into the game, and we were pushing hard, and they came down and they scored a point or two and sort of took the wind off our sails for a wee while. But we got back in, we stuck at it to the very end. But in fairness, they were acute. They kept nipping at the scoreboard. It sort of opened up the fact that we were sort of chasing the game there in the second half, and we're probably leaving spaces that we wouldn't usually leave. But in saying that, as Kevin was saying, the girls battled hard, you know, and it's just one of those days where things just don't go your way. You know, there were chances there that we'd usually take, and they just didn't go over or under the bar of the day. And at the end of the day, as Kevin says, no complaints. Eric Kilkearn were better on the day. But listen, we'll regroup, and hopefully we'll give it a blast again next year, because we're still a young enough team, and there are plenty of young players coming through in Termin. They're great underage structure going on there, so we'll go back to the drawing board. Hopefully there'll be a few girls there looking to get into the senior panel, and that's what you're looking for. You can't stand still with the team that you have. You have to be looking at the future, and so the future is bright for Termin, and the girls are hurting. They know they're hurting, and this is the competition they'd love to be playing in again, but we know that's a long way off. You have to win your Donegal before that, but that's what we'd be looking for, you know.
Yeah, and listen, I suppose you have to mention the absence maybe of sharpshooter and star forward Gerardy McLaughlin as well. When you go out on any day in Ulster, when you go out without Gerardy, it's a big thing. If you look at Eric Kilkearn's top performance the other day, Maria Canavan, she came away from with a score of 3-8 out of the 3-11 today. So, you know, it's hard because Termin did put in a great performance team-wise, but you do miss the likes of Gerardy McLaughlin out there as well.
Yeah, well, listen, Geraldine's career speaks for itself. She's been a brilliant county player. She's been a phenomenal club player. And even more than that, she's a great example to the young girls in her club. She's a brilliant trainer. But I know we're missing her this year. We're missing her playing ability. But she did come on board with myself and Adrian and Brian and Jamie Lee on the management team. And listen, she was of massive help there. That'll definitely be a position for her whenever she finishes up her career. I'm not saying she's nowhere near finished yet. And listen, we hope to have her back with playing with Termin next year. But listen, you just cannot probably, once you look at the statistics, the amount that she scores, do without a player of her ability. You know, she'll be scoring 60, 70% of your scores. But listen, we were very pleased with the way the other players stepped up this year. Glenn Finn were a very, very tough opponent in the county final. And a lot of the girls, we have a couple of county players there as well. Well, with Kira and Jodie and as forwards, and listen, that's the new generation, and we're hoping that they push on now and lead by Geraldine's example.
Yeah, I suppose you have to mention as well, dealt a couple of blows there throughout the game with three of the Termin players and in the sun bun. So, like, it seems that you just didn't have the rub of the green today and couldn't get back on your feet with so being dealt so many tough blows throughout the game, Adrian.
Yeah, listen, it's tough there at times, you know, and you know, whether, you know, you agree with them or not, you know, you have to go with the Ulster refs, you know, that's, you have to play by their rules or the rules, and maybe we were a wee bit naive there when it coming into it. You know, we end up with three in the sin bin. But, and saying that there, like, you know, the girls, they, you know, they were trying hard, and it's tough when you lose a player and then you lose another player and you're trying to get into it. But, and saying that, as we said earlier, Airgill Kieran are the better team today. We'll just have to get back to the drawing board now, and as they say, and try to fix these few problems that we had today, and hopefully next year it'll be plain sailing. Just,
well, it's positive anyway that you're talking about regrouping and coming back into the management next year. So that's a great thing for Termin. You started out at the beginning of this year, and you know, you've had a lot of success from the year, and a great county championship campaign, ending off beating old rivals Glenfinnan as well, Kevin. So it'll be good to see you back in the mix next year, and you're learning a lot about Ulster as well at the minute.
AGM.
Well, it's over to the AGM, as they say. But listen, this is my first time managing ladies teams, and as I said, once we came in at the start of the year, we just sort of set out a plan. The girls followed it to a T. They're very easy managed. They're an excellent team to manage, and listen, whoever's going to be managing Termin next year, listen, they have a great bunch of players to deal with, and listen, that's, we have set the example now, so hopefully they follow on from that.